Blog Talk Radio.
It's that time again, ladies and gentlemen. We're bringing you the heat, we're bringing you the flavor, and we're bringing you that golden microphone to let your voice be heard. I'm your host, my name is Andy Brown, and it's showtime. BlogTalkRadio.com/how was your weekend was with a Z. We've reached that hour where it's now time to log in, listen, and learn, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to thank you, our Facebook fans, our listeners, bloggers, and future members of howwasyourweekend.com. It'll be ready for you next week. We're broadcasting live today, March 31st. The year is 2010, and we are here in the great state of Texas. For those of you living here with me in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, today was a beautiful day. I mean, almost picture perfect, you know, bright and sunny skies, 80-plus degrees. There were, like, no gray clouds in the sky at all. And the folks that had to work today, I know you were looking outside your windows and wanted to be outside with your windows down, the top open, car nice and shined up. I mean, my goodness, it was just one of those days. But let's not, you know, take that for granted. There are some out there who actually wanted to be working, and let's not forget those that are suffering from this economic tough times. And I think this is one of those moments where we need to really stick together behind our president, Mr. Barack Obama, and some of his policies, because we're really all in this together. But, you know, enough about that. Let's come on back to the show and talk about why we're here and what we're doing. It's Showtime is the name of the show, and it's really designed for the broadcast for you, the people, to get an outside perspective on the inside of our society. We've talked a great deal in reference on some very hot subjects here. This is our third show going live, and it's just been an awesome ride. I want to thank the people who have really made this show what it is. My guest hosts, the people who call in. Today's show is going to be one that's very controversial as well. It's still on that self-help group. We're talking about relationships, and if you notice the description on the show, is blood thicker than water? You know, when push comes to shove, you know, who gets the priority? Is it going to be your mate, the person you're married to? Is it going to be that person that you're dating? Or sometimes do you choose sides with a family member, you know, someone who's near and dear and close to you, has known you pretty much your entire life? You know, we go through different situations, and sometimes things can happen. So we just want to hear from you, and, you know, it really depends on what's going on, what's going to make that decision. I don't know if there's any one right or wrong answer, but I know that people are really thinking about that. It kind of gets your head turning. I know my Facebook fans who all are really anxious to talk about this, we're going to open the phone lines here in a minute and hear from you, the people. You know, if you know the situation that's happened where the family member actually took precedence over the person you were dating or the person you were married to, call in and talk about that. 646-727-3279 is our number. If you've listened to the show before, you need to go ahead and program this number into your cell phone or your BlackBerry. 646-727-3279. I want to hear from you. I want you to talk to me. What you think is going on? It doesn't matter the situation. It really doesn't matter what role someone has played, whether you're the parent and your child has made a decision to choose someone else and you're really not happy with that situation, or a sibling has decided to do something. You know, the phone lines are going to be open. We're going to be talking to our callers here momentarily. We have a caller on line one. Give us a little bit of insight. You know, caller, can you talk to me? Can you talk to us? Who's on the line? Caller, are you there? Okay, we're unable to hear you. We'll go ahead and leave that line open for that caller to call and chime on in. Ladies and gentlemen, we really want to hear from you. This is our roundtable discussion. our topics are really hot. They're hot like fish grease, and we really need you to make this happen. I know our bloggers are causing up a stir. Kind of let us know what you're feeling, bloggers. What's going on in your mind? We have people from all over the U.S., all over the country who are logging in and blogging. We have people that are going to the site, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, W-A-Z, your weekend. Talk to us. Let us know what's going on. Can you hear us? Caller, are you there? Still no one's picking up on that line one, but that's okay. I do recall a particular movie, if you will. I don't know if anyone is particularly familiar with this movie. It was kind of an underground flick that came out not too long ago. If anybody's seen that movie, Dirty Laundry, I don't know if you have. It was Loretta Devine, and I believe it's Rahmahl Dunbar, also from the soul food fame. Anyway, part of the situation was, as a mother, Loretta Devine did not want her son, I can't think of the character's name, but she didn't want him to actually connect and link with his wife and wanted the son to really choose between, is it going to be me, your mother, or is it going to be your wife? I don't like her. She wasn't really that fond of her, thought the woman was too old, a little too frisky. Didn't really want to, you know, portray with that. You know, callers, chime in. Tell me what you think. I have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Caller, talk to us. Talk to us and talk about it. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, I see the topic is blood is thicker than water. You do come into situations where you're burned by your family, and oftentimes your mate or your friends become your family. And that creates, I don't know, when you do finally open up or whatever, you have made your mate so important that your family becomes insignificant.
Okay.
But it's brought the question to me. I've been told over the years that you're supposed to submit to your mate. And I know there's a fine line between submission and, you know, or going too far with your mate, letting him totally control you.
And what does that mean?
Issues,
when you say going,
you know,
too far with...
Sometimes, as a lot of strong women, in my family, all of the women were dominant. So we lead. We definitely lead. I've never known what submission is until recently. I'm thinking submission is letting someone control you. And I know it's a misconception now, but I thought I had to be strong because of the women in my family. But as years go on, hearing scriptures from the Bible, I know you're supposed to submit to your mate. So it's sometimes hard when you're so close to your family to relinquish some of that control and see your mate as an equal or someone as head of household.
You know, I can see that happening. Sometimes I myself have found myself in situations where you kind of want to tell, I mean, in dating, not really in a marriage situation, but in dating, you know, when you want to make that commitment to someone, sometimes situations will arise where you're going to be tested. You know, is this going to be one of those situations where if I were fully committed in a marriage relationship, would my decision be different? You know, that's something that we all need to think about, really depending on where you are. I mean, if it's a marriage, does that really hinder your decision whether you are married, or can that play a part of your dating as well? 646-727-3279, the lines are open. We need to hear from you, callers. I have another caller that's available.
Hello.
Hi, caller. Calling from?
Hello. I'm calling from Houston. It's Miss B.
Miss B, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Listen, at the end of the day, it's just that I heard the caller speaking about submission, and I do agree that there has always been a misconception about submission. However, We're talking about, I think, when I think of submission, you definitely, I think of that in terms of a husband, not just someone I'm dating.
Okay.
Where that becomes primarily important. But, you know, when you get married, you know, the Bible says and pretty much that you are to leave your mother and father and you cleave to each other. And
right.
So that is, so if you're coming from a biblical standpoint, I think that that is kind of where that is. I know that my brother and I, we don't get along with my sister-in-law, but we don't because of things that she's done. However, we don't, I don't make my brother choose me or my mother over his wife. Never have done that, and I have to explain that to him. I literally had to sit down and say, dude, you don't have to choose between spending time with us or spending time with your wife. You don't have to. And no one in your life should make you choose if they understand that you are married. But
now, let's stay right there while you brought that up. Now, sometimes your brother, you said, will choose between his wife and the family, you and your mother?
Yeah, when it comes to things like, for us, well, you know what, here's the thing. There was drama about his wedding, and she was so hot, and she came over, and he came with her. Now, he took her side on that. I'm not knocking him for taking her side on that, because that's what you do. However, you should either, one, stay the hell out of it, or, two, I mean, as a family, I mean, it's kind of hard to be in the middle, because he got to take care of his household and, you know, take care of, I mean, and kind of satisfy us in some sort of fashion. But if he knows, so I knew when he came in, I saw him. I knew he was going to come in and he was on her side. I'm not knocking you being on her side. I'm just asking somebody to be reasonable. And sometimes you will have to take a middle road, which is no road at all. However, on the other end, yeah, my husband should take me, I believe, if me and his mama got problems, maybe you need to talk to her on the side or something like that, and we need to try to come to an agreement. But at the end of the day, everybody who loves that person that's being pulled apart should try at least to get along for the sake of the other person because of that common person. It's just not fair to try to make somebody choose.
Does that make your sister-in-law uncomfortable around the family?
Not anymore. But, you know, my thing is I love my brother, so we don't have a problem. Now, that happened like 3 years ago. We're fine now. I think that we've all come to some kind of understanding that at the end of the day, we have to respect each other because we love my brother.
All right. Now, you're
speaking
in. I mean,
that's kind of how that goes down.
Speaking in from the single perspective or from a married perspective right now? Yourself.
About me, I'm single. So, for me, I'm sorry. Even if I were dating, my family comes first.
Okay.
You know, but for me here, my family is small, so I don't have a whole lot of immediate family here in the city. But, yeah, they come first.
Right.
You see, on the other end of the spectrum, I have no connection with my family whatsoever. So They pretty much, when I do have the spot checks here and there with the family, you know, they're kind of required to just accept what I have because in most cases for me, I actually have stronger connections with my mate's families than my own. There have been several relationships where I still continue relationships with the mothers, sisters, cousins, and it's created problems in my ex's new relationship because they still hold on to me. But because I don't have that family, they kind of wanted, I guess they embraced me. And I kind of got excited about, you know, I finally have a family. This is what it feels like.
Yeah.
So
Blog
it
talk.
Created another problem.
We're keeping it open. blogtalkradio.com/HowWasYourWeekend.com. The call-in number tonight, ladies and gentlemen, 646-727-3279. We have the ladies online who are sharing their opinion. I know there's some men out there who had to put yourself in that kind of a situation. Do you choose your mate? Do you choose your mother? maybe a brother, maybe not even your immediate family. There could be a situation where a good friend has caused you to make a decision. I know the movie that was out not too long ago, what is the name of that movie? Owen Wilson movie with Matt Dillon, and it was completely hilarious. I know somebody's going to call in with that. The gentleman had to occupy his good friend in with his marriage. It was pretty funny. I can't think of the name of it, but I'm pretty sure somebody's going to blog and talk about that.
The dude. Never mind. I can't think of that.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It's okay. It's all right. The phone lines are open, ladies and gentlemen. We have others who want to chime in and call in. We have caller on line 4. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's it.
Caller, are you there? That's all right. No one's able to log in. If you can't, ladies and gentlemen, here again, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend.com. If you go to your Facebook page and you see the link that was sent to you, you can actually chime in there. But we want to keep those lines up. I know we have listeners. I know we have people who are on the phones who want to chime in and say their piece. You can definitely do that. And the blog is out of control. I think Me and Dupree was the name of that movie. We had a caller go ahead and chime in on that. We appreciate that. And we have a caller on line 5. Can you go ahead and talk to us and talk to me? Let's go. Let's go. What's going on? Caller, are you
Andy
there?
Brown.
How you doing?
How you doing, Andy Brown? This is Aaron Compton. What's going on?
Hey, man, how's your day going?
Oh, it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Heading home from work. Just got through listening, and I'm just really appalled, man, at actually how many people actually think that actually they would prefer to choose their family actually over their spouse.
Really?
Actually, after being, yes. Yes, I'm okay. Definitely appalled. Because biblically, Andy, it's how it's supposed to be is once you're married, you're no longer obligated to your parents. It's your spouse,
okay,
that you share the rest of your life with. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, you can't, you know, if you have a problem with your family, I mean, blood is, I'm not going to say that blood is thicker than water, but let me tell you, once you're married, that is your blood. So it's that's how I feel about it, Andy. And there's no way around it.
That's a good perspective. That's a good perspective.
And if you want your marriage to work.
That's key, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, 646-727-3279. And he focused on that, if you want your marriage to work. Fantastic point.
Actually, absolutely, because if you...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Ladies first.
Okay. Liz, I do agree with you, and so you're saying your priorities should change. The hierarchy of people in your life should shift once you're married, right?
Well, your wife takes precedence. Your wife or your husband takes precedence over your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, because it's a union. It's a union before God. It was a vow. It was the actual vow that you made to be with him for better or worse, through thick and thin, through rich or poor. I mean, that's the vow that you made. So if anything happens if your mother doesn't like your husband, or your husband doesn't like your mom, yes, true, you have a real problem. But it's nothing that you can't solve with actually bringing both parties together and actually talking about it. And me, I believe in the relationship, it's the man's responsibility to bring those two sides together if there is a problem.
And
Hold that thought for me 1 second. I have another caller who wants to chime in. Caller line 5, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, talk to me. Talk to us. Who are we speaking to?
Oh, this is Felisa Francois. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Felisa. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I just wanted to say I do agree with the gentleman that was just speaking. However, I think the problem is that now when we have these unions, the unions aren't taken seriously by the couple.
Wow.
That's what I think. I think that the union is not taken seriously by the couple. The covenant is not a blood covenant. It's a I liked him, he liked me, I moved in with him, my mama said I don't need to be shacking, so we got married. So, yeah, when it's a union like that, no, I'm not going to put you before my family. I'm not going, because you know what? I got a pretty good feeling this probably is not going to work out anyway. So I'm going back home. So those are the people I need to keep happy. I think back in the day when people really did, I remember when people really did put their husband or wife before their other family members. If a husband's brother wanted to borrow money, you know, that was something that, you know, he took serious. He didn't just say, I'm the man of the house, but I really do need to talk to my wife about it. Or more, you know, a wife that whose brother wanted to borrow money, she would really consult her husband about it, because it was a bona fide union that they took, and they stayed together. Now, I mean, you know, people get married. You can count maybe, you know, it's a joke now, but people say, especially on their first marriage, you know, well, I just had to go and get that one out the way. I mean, now it's like standard to be married 2 or 3 times. So I think that's the reason why people tend now to put other people in front of their spouse. It's just not a real union. It's not a blood type covenant. It's not a real promise to stay with this person. I think he used the words better or for worse. You know, it's like, do not let it get worse, because I'm not going to be here.
So you say people actually sometimes go into a relationship kind of rolling the dice. They're not really making a full commitment.
Oh, no, they're not making a full commitment. No. You know what? Because they're not committing for the right reasons. You don't commit because you need a place to stay. I mean, you don't get married because you need a place to stay. If you and your boyfriend go on a cruise and y'all have a good time, that's not grounds for marriage. That's good grounds for a good boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. But it has to go deeper. People don't even date, to me, long enough to know who they're dealing with. So they meet, they marry, you know, decide to marry in 8 or 9 months. They get married not having been through anything, and then the first time something bad happens, they split. You know, they can't take it. He's not, you know, he's eating my Cheerios. He's using my lotion, you know. And so there's no real commitment to the commitment.
Well, Felisa, I want you to hold that thought. I have other callers who want to chime in. Caller on line 3, are you there?
Hello?
Well, go ahead and talk to us. State your name and where you're calling from.
It's Leon Smith. So, Andy?
Hey, what's going on, bro? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there.
Okay. Have you been paying attention to what we're talking about, blood thicker than water?
I just heard one person. You know, the young ladies just got done talking.
Okay.
But I would definitely have to go with my spouse. Reason is you're not leaving your family behind, but the thing is, hopefully your parents can pass down traditions that was passed down from them to teach you how to be a man or a woman and learn how to uphold and be the rock of the family.
Kind of touching back on what Felisa was saying, going into that marriage, is this something that you know is going to last?
People mostly get married either just because they have a child by someone, or maybe it's because, oh, I feel a connection and they marry so quick that they never had the time to be in a situation where times get rough, or they might have some to where, yeah, they might be good together in some areas, but when it comes down to discipline or paying bills or something like that, one person might lack in, or just got two people that want to be the rock and nobody wants to back down and let one person run the household.
Okay. I'm totally seeing that. I know we have other callers who want to share their take on that same thing, maybe what Leon is talking about, or maybe want to expand on that. Caller line 5, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Caller line 5, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, can you state your name and where you're calling from?
Andy, this is Gwen Monroe. I'm calling from Marietta, Georgia.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing just great. I'm very glad to hear the men speaking out, saying that blood is thicker than water in the natural, but in terms of relationship, then it needs to be the spouse should take priority over the family.
Okay.
Bottom line, it says a man and should leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife.
Okay.
So priority should be the spouse, because when they took that vow, the spouse became first family.
Okay.
I'm not saying we ignore the family as a whole, our immediate family, but priority should be the spouse and then our mother and father or our sister and brother or our cousins or whatever. But that priority has to be that spouse, because the family unit, that marriage unit, is so under fire right now. We have got to take it back.
Right. I agree with that.
We have got to take it back. And we won't be able to do that if the spouse does not have priority.
Now, we've seen this time and time again, Gwen, where when a spouse will take sides with their significant other, and the family doesn't really like it. So it makes that person feel as if they can't reconnect to their family and make themselves more distant.
But if that family loves that person, then their intent is to see that marriage succeed.
Okay. Okay. I'm thoroughly agreeing with that. BlogTalkRadio.com/HowWasYourWeekend. We have callers who also want to chime in and maybe kind of touch base on what Gwen was talking about.
Gwen, I'm right next door to you right here in Douglasville. How you doing?
Gwen, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay. We have a gentleman that wanted to maybe chime in and follow up. Aaron, are you still there?
Aaron from Douglasville, Georgia is here. Yes, I wanted to. I agree with you 100%, lady. Let me tell you, because it's one thing about family. It's family will forgive you. Family will forgive you. Now, your friends may not, but your family will. If anybody that'll come to your rescue, that is your family. But one thing that you don't do, if you love your marriage and you love your life, you do not pick your family over your spouse, especially if you value your marriage. And marriage is sacred, and marriage needs to be kept that. And actually, I don't feel like as black men that we're actually stepping up to the plate. And number one, getting married. Number two is we should have built a bond with our parents to the point of them teaching you what life is about and what marriage is. Now I know that everybody didn't grow up with two parents in the household just like I did. I'm 33 years old. My parents are still married. I'm the last kid in the house, the youngest boy out of three. My mama put my daddy first. My daddy put my mama first. And that's all I saw.
Right.
And that's what many more black men should actually, a lot of other black men should actually use their mom and their dad and everybody. But as growing up, we tend to overlook that. But you see it in your peripherals, and you need to see it in your front eye.
There you go.
And actually, I don't think that we as black men are stepping up to the plate, taking the role that we should take, actually, inside of our marriage to ensure to our wife that, baby, you number one. Baby, you number one.
Okay. Fantastic, fantastic. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend was with the Z. You know the website. We have our bloggers who are chiming in with plenty of questions. We have our callers, 646-727-3279. We're going to keep those lines open and see how everybody's really feeling about this. And I know we have another caller that wants to kind of call in. I know Felice is still there. I'm pretty sure she has an opinion about what we've been talking about. Felice, are you with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Well, kind of a little bit on that. I think the problem, I totally agree with everyone in that the spouse should come first. But I think the problem is, the spouse, one or the other, or maybe both, don't really value each other like that. And that is why it is easy to side with the family or the friends versus the spouse. Now, I'm not saying all. I'm just saying in general, when you have a situation where the spouse is not coming first, I just think it's because the two people don't value each other that way, because they've been put in a position where, like I said, either they married for convenience, somebody used a real good, I had a baby by him, and I don't want to be by myself, you know. But there's no real value, you know, in that this man is the head of my house, or I'm supposed to love this woman as Christ loved the church, and when you don't value, you know, your spouse like that, is easy to allow someone else, you know, to come first, including your kids. You know, your kids may come before your spouse for that reason.
Got a point. She's got a very strong point. I see this more often with single family parents, single family households, single mothers in most
mm-hmm.
particular.
Mm-hmm.
And it's becoming a pattern. So you can kind of see where the shift would want to lean back to the family, because I can't put my trust back in this person, this man or this
right.
woman, that
exactly.
trust that I have. So now I'm going to lean a little bit further back, because that person was only there for that season, but I know my family's always going to be there. Carter, can you see what you're kind of having that battle, that conflict a little bit? Aaron, Gwen, can you hear that?
I hear it.
I can see the conflict, but it all starts at the intent of what you want the relationship to be.
You're right.
You some things you're going to have to fight for. So a choice has to be made. Am I there for the duration, or did I go into this marriage? Now, I'm speaking to marriages. I'm speaking to those who have committed. So are you willing to fight for this? And what's the standard that you're living by?
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you, Gwen. We really should set a standard. Set a standard going in to where you can actually maintain that standard by going to church every Sunday, by taking your family to church, by praying together, by doing other family things, about taking time away from work to be there at home. Sometimes if your daughter got to go to a field trip, take her on that field trip. Spend time with your family. And actually, I really do think a family that prays together stays together. And I promise you that your parents and your other family are going to see the growth in you, and you're going to do nothing but actually pass it on to them, or they're going to fall out of your life. So you, number one, is you have to choose, number one, life. Choose the Lord Jesus Christ and choose to be married and be committed. And as you do that, you'll truly be blessed.
How can two walk together unless they be agreed? If they don't go into this thing in agreement, then they won't set each other as priority over
but
their
Gwen,
family.
But, Gwen, you made the point earlier that it is the intent, you know, the intent you go in with. And unfortunately, the intent is not always good. I mean, if it's a temporary, if you have a temporary intention, then you don't have, you're not going to value that person so that they can be the head of the household, or if that woman is a, is, you know, the woman of the house. If your intent is, I really want to drive a BMW, and, you know, I can't do it on my own, I need somebody in the house, you know, to help me pay bills, blah, blah, blah. Well, that doesn't make for a good commitment. And what I'm saying is, to me...
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
They don't make the commitment, number one, with the right person because they're self-centered or, you know, thinking about something else that they want. So they don't make the right commitment with the right intention in the first place. And I think that is the demise, really, I want to say, of the black family first, because that's the community that I live in. But I rarely see people marrying today really because they love each other and they want to lead a purpose-driven life. I rarely see that anymore. Now it's always something else. I have a couple of friends that I've spoken with, you know, that have been married twice, and two times they married for the wrong reason. I mean, two times. You know, so how do we stop that? I mean, how do we – so if you can't even marry the right woman, now you got a child by this woman, a child by this woman, and then if you take a third wife, she's already dealing with, you know, those two baby mamas. Okay, so she already going in thinking, you know, her heart, you know, may not be fully there because she's got to deal with stuff she don't really want to deal with. So now you already batting 1,000 when you get to the door because, you know, you've got in your head that this, I ain't going to deal with this, I'm not going to deal with that. So, you know, chipping away. You're already chipping away at the value of the relationship.
It kind of seems like that would kind of lean one more to lean more toward that family.
Exactly. That's exactly my point.
Okay.
And I'm not saying all. I'm just saying it just seems like in the community that I came out of, when I was younger, I saw more what Gwen was talking about. But as, you know, I'm older now, and so now I see people not making those types of commitments that my grandmother or my mother and father made.
Now, while we're still on that same thing, you know, let's kind of think about what Felisa's saying, Aaron and Gwen. I mean, are we looking at that particular spouse or that significant other? Let's say they may have a history of just making bad decisions.
That's what I'm saying. We need to put
Hey, Leon's still here too now.
Oh, hey, Leon.
Hey, Leon.
Now, right there, I ain't trying to cut you out, man, but right there, that's when you look into people's background or their moral ethics. I mean, their ethic morals or something like that. You know, right now, it's just a waste, man. I mean, it's hard right now, and you can't just say, I want to marry somebody just because they have a Benz or a nice house, because you're not going to marry for the right reason, and it's guaranteed not to work out.
Yeah.
You know, some people say, oh, if I could just make it to the celebrity party, I can just throw my face in this person. I mean, I can just throw my body at this person, and he'll go for me. And next thing you know, he'll take care of me if I get pregnant by him or something like that. That's because certain people are raised different ways. Now, I was raised a different way. So when I met my wife, we went out, we dated. My first thing was, what do you do? I mean, what interests you? It wasn't all about education, because my wife has a master's degree from HBCU. And, I mean, we just had the same moral background. We was committed. One thing was we always was committed to family. How do you feel about, you know, I have a child through a first marriage when I was a younger kid. I mean, when I was 19 years old, you know, and I really wasn't getting married for the right reasons. But now I'm older, you know, I have a kid that I actually have living with me. How do you feel about that? You know, things like in that nature, you put those on the table. Therefore, when the other person agrees to it, it won't have to come back up saying, well, I'm just now finding out about this because, no, I laid that out on the table before we even committed to even being married.
So from the marriage perspective, it really stands as if it's your mate and your mate only, regardless of whatever decision that needs to be made, your mate. Am I correct with that, caller?
Does everybody understand how many things are coming at a family? You have the TV, you have the newspaper, you have your friends, we have anybody outside, we have the internet that comes at your family. These are demons that are coming into your household. As long as you regulate your household like and actually put God first and do what God say, and we need to put decision making back in the schools. Because our youth are making the wrong decisions because they see the decisions that we make. So, and we didn't have it. All we had was our grandparents, the older crew that we saw coming up. That was our role models.
Right.
And that was, and nowadays, the kids' role models are TV, movie stars, actors, rappers. Singers, just track and field, baseball, basketball. This is what is consuming our youth's time when we need to turn off the TV, talk to our youth. We need to have forums just like this with our youth.
Come on. Yes.
To get their feedback and see how they're feeling.
Yes.
Because our generation is done. We going to be how we going to be. We 33, 34, 35, something, 40, something, 50. We are set in our ways, some of us. Now, you can change, but are you willing to make the change? And then again, nobody goes into a situation knowing that the outcome is going to be bad. Nobody wants to believe that.
Be with that. You bring up a really good point. And
okay.
What we're really focusing on, you know, callers, is the situations that do come about where we do make decisions when we have to decide between our family and our mate. We know things are going to happen, but what is really the premise? Is it the communication that we really need to bring to one another? Is it really the upbringing that we need to bring to one another, the teaching? You know, we need to talk a little bit about that. I have a caller that wants to come in and speak a little bit on that. Caller, are you there? Line four. Caller, line four, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes. State your name.
Okay. This is Nicole Trim calling from Dallas, Texas. I think one of the biggest issues will tie everybody's point of view together. We are marrying for the wrong reasons, so there isn't stability in the marriage. Therefore, whenever a problem arises, we run and go home to mama, daddy, cousin, instantly, and we badmouth our mate. He did this. He did that. And the problem is we go back. And then we went back to mama again the next time, and it's like, well, this time, you know, he tore up all my clothes. And mama's like, oh, we're going to go get him. So now mama's a big wedge in your marriage. You have created something in your marriage, in your relationship with your family. You should have gone to your mate first. And if you can't work it out, then either you should move forward to something else, but don't always bring your family into every little altercation. And the problem is, yeah, we don't have a strong foundation in our relationships. So we do go to all of our family members saying, yeah, that nigga ain't no good. And our family chimes in with us. And from then on, you have set a mark on your mate and you created a wedge.
That's a good point. Now, are you referring to that in the marriage state or just relationships in general, whether that's dating, courting, marriage?
I know a lot of the callers are putting a lot of emphasis on marriage, but there are some people like myself who carry on relationships as a marriage. I think it's a trial run for a marriage. So if you are in a serious, committed relationship and possibly moving in together, moving towards that final commitment, I do think, like, you should carry on your relationship just as a marriage. So I think it applies to relationships as well as marriage. Marriage is not the end all.
How you start that relationship is going to be how you finish it.
Pretty much. It's like, this is your trial run. How am I going to handle my problem? You know, my mate may say, you always go to your mother. I can't handle that, which means it's only going to get worse in the marriage. I've been told that problems you have before the marriage, the ceremony and the marriage certificate doesn't solve your problems. They just get bigger, and now it's harder to get rid of them and more expensive.
All right. I want to say this about marriage and relationships. I'm old school, and I believe you should not move in with somebody until you get married. That being said, a marriage is the same as a relationship. I mean, it is a relationship. A marriage is a relationship with papers. A relationship without marriage is a relationship without papers. Either way, we're talking about relationships. And most often, you go in it because you want to be with this other person. So bottom line is, you both have to go in on the same sheet of music. You need to agree what you're looking for out of this relationship. I agree with the last caller. Don't be taking it back to your family. If you came together, you need to come together. You need to solve that issue together. Because bottom line, regardless which family you take it back to, they're going to take sides with you.
Right.
Because you're theirs. And I agree with her. That's where the wedge comes in. But we're talking about relationship. Whatever relationship you start, is it right to include your family in your difficult? Should you put more cooks into making this stew work? No.
Now,
I still say that mate or that spouse has to have priority over the family.
Depends on how they go to their family, though. I mean, if they're using their family as a support group and always have, and it's a positive support group, that family is going to be telling them the right thing. But how many situations, how many times does that happen? It doesn't happen often. So
you should go to your mate first. That's
there
the
you go.
That's
where the discussion needs to be.
Something you can't go to your mate about.
Yeah, I was going to say, there are certain things you cannot go to your mate about. Now, the reason why I don't feel like you should go to your family, you know, I mean, I agree, you can't go to your family all the time is because when you tell your family something and they get mad at your spouse, they stay
it's
mad at your spouse. You go back, y'all are loving each other the way you were, and then your family
makes
feels
mad.
Right. So now that's what I think you probably should, if you have a confidant or a friend or a blog radio station to call into so that you can discuss it, but yeah, definitely not the family. I totally agree with the family wedge.
Yeah.
Avoiding the family wedge.
Avoiding the family wedge.
Yeah.
I spoke to a friend recently who had very dominant women in her family, and she said, my mama runs the household. My sister runs the household. So she decided she was going to run her household and include her mother and her sister. And when those people moved close to her, when she got around them, she was highly disappointed because her relationship was over. And when she went to their home, she realized, wow, my mother submitted. My sister submitted. Mm. I didn't submit. I had this perception of what I thought was going on. I thought the women ran the family, so that's how I ran my household. And she ran her relationship with a misconception. She ran to her family with everything while her family was going to their spouses before they came to her. So she severed a relationship by thinking, oh, my family is the cure-all, end-all. You're secondary.
But radio.com/how was your weekend was with a Z. This is a good topic, ladies and gentlemen. I think we're really touching on some good points. For those of you who are married and for those of you who are thinking about getting married, I think this show can be somewhat of a counseling session for you. And if you have some struggles in your relationships, you may want to refer back to this same show and see if you've gone through anything that we're discussing and how those things can be resolved. I think our callers have really touched on some pretty solid points. Is there anyone who has anything that they want to maybe conclude with before we get the show wrapped up?
How you start a relationship is how you're going to finish it, Andy. Me and my wife have been married for 6 years, never lived together before a day in our life until August the 14th. It's all about how you start it. How you start it is how you're going to finish it. So it's all about how you start it, this is how you're going to finish it. It's all about decision-making, and that's just what's going to actually get us through, and a lot of prayer.
Okay. Okay, good deal. Felisa, do you have anything you'd like to say?
I think that some kind of way we have to teach people to value one another, value the friendship, value the relationship, and not to make commitments based on things you can touch. I think, you know, commitments shouldn't be based on things that are tangible, but things that are, you know, from within. And I think that as long as two people value one another, I don't think we'll have to have this discussion. I think I'm serious. I'm thinking if you value your spouse and value the life of your spouse, then that spouse will come first. That's the way I see it.
Okay. Gwen, did you have a final remark or anything you wanted to touch base on? Gwen, are you still there? Maybe she's not with us anymore. That's okay. Nicole, are you still there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you have any final thoughts you want to put on this before we get the show wrapped up for the day?
I think far too often we make the mistake of not looking before we leap. You know, we don't need to go to the family with every single thing this man does. If he leaves his drawers on the floor, that's not your mother's business. That's not your sister's business. You need to go to your mate with those type of things. I think we jump too quick. And in all of our previous shows, it's been communication is a factor. It's like we're lacking communication in every area. If you strengthen communication, I don't think those wedges would be drawn so quickly and so much.
Okay. Yeah, you bring up a good point, and that's one thing that this Blog Talk Radio show will allow us to do. All we can do is communicate. We have to talk to one another. We have to get those points out there and just kind of touch base on, you know, what's going on, what we've experienced, and let our own actions and our own experiences kind of teach us, you know, how to move to the next level. What someone has put in us, let us install that in our own lives and install that into our children. You know, in my final words, I know that in this journey that we call life, so to speak, we aren't really given too much, but the one thing that I know we are given in most cases is a choice. And you want to choose to do or you want to choose how to do something, you have to decide in yourself first, what am I going to do? In the situation of blood being thicker than water, you know, what is going to be really more important? What is the end result going to be? Am I going to make my marriage work and choose my spouse,
or am I going to cleave to my family and stay a part of what my family is and really not connect to that other person and build my own? So the choice is really yours, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank our callers for calling in. I want to thank our bloggers who are online. Big thanks to Felisa, to Aaron, to Gwen, and to Leon for calling in, also to Nicole. You all are wonderful, and you make the show what it is. I'm only a voice, and I'm only a small piece of what's going on. I want to thank you, and hope that you're excited about tuning in next week. We're going to really keep the fire going and pour some gas on it. Money coming. You know, what's more important in these tough times for America in the job market? I mean, is it really your education? Is it your experience? We're going to talk about some things like that to really kind of see what's more important and really get that money back into our household. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a wonderful show. I really appreciate your ears. I really appreciate your efforts. And I want you to stay tuned and continue. My Facebook fam, hit me up on my page and let me know what you thought about the show. Thanks for listening. I'm out, and I'm gone.